This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. I've been going back and forth from our home near the banks of the Ojolote to Tucson, back and forth to Tucson. And I'd love to say it was about excursions into the Sonoran Desert, but no, it's just a bunch of appointments. Yikes. But, you know, the good news, I've got to tell you the good news, is that my truck radio picks up my favorite radio station about an hour into the drive. Yeah, yay for that. And oh my gosh, do I want to scoot out of Tucson and hit up some Sonoran Desert? Oh, I do. And I was thinking, you know, where was I? I was coming into town, I think, just on the outskirts of town. I saw a brittle bush blooming. Not unusual, a brittle bush blooming near Tucson. I mean, that little native shrub can bloom with bright yellow daisy-like flowers any time over a few month period. But I'll tell you what, some springs, especially if we've had some winter rain, well, this little gray, silvery-leafed, native shrub, oh my gosh, it'll light up the desert when it blooms. Rocky slopes are ablaze with yellow flowers across the desert floor as well. What's cool is that these bright yellow flowers are on tall stems, so they can be like a foot above that silvery-gray foliage. So a rocky hill in the Tucson Mountains can glow in the spring. Well, that brittle bush just reminded me how much I love and miss the Sonoran Desert. And here comes spring. Spring in that desert. And oh my goodness, the diversity in the Sonoran Desert is mind-boggling. What's the average rainfall around Tucson? I think it's 11 inches, right? That's right, isn't it? But that desert is packed with plants. If you and I were out walking in the desert, west of Tucson, we would be shouting plant names back and forth. Hibiscus, Janusia, Cromeria, Ambrosia, Ravenescia. That's fun to say. Ravenescia, Porophyllum, Justicianus, Acanthus, Hello, Cactus, Opuntia, Cylindropuntia, Carnegiea, Gigantea, Feral Cactus. Can you say Feral Cactus? Feral Cactus. Pinioceras, Queen of the Night. Oh, my goodness. And you know what's so cool in that Sonoran Desert? You got to look under the trees and shrubs because you'll find these treasures like under an ironwood or under a blue palo verde, under a foothills palo verde, under a mesquite. You got to look under those trees. You might find small saguaros, fishhook cactus, mammillaria, or the pinioceras, or a vine like Janusia growing up a branch. There's stuff happening. And that's just the plants. I mean, what happens in a Sonoran Desert spring when all those plants are blooming? It's an abundance of critters. I mean, they're out there anyway. But add flowers or fruit or seed that follows. And from the tiniest of insects to mammals to reptiles to avian species, the Sonoran Desert spring is just alive. And oh, and I was just thinking, I said, well, if we were out walking west of Tucson, it reminded me of, you know, Native Plant Society plant walks. Learn plants as we walk. Well, it would take like 2 hours to cover a couple hundred yards. But doggone that blooming brittle bush. My goodness, its botanical name is Encelia farinosa. Encelia honors a German naturalist of the 1500s, Christoph Inselt. Farinosa refers to, this is a quote, densely whitish tomentulose leaves. Can you say silvery gray foliage? The stems of this cool plant exude a resin that used to be used, I think it still is used, as an incense in the Mexican churches where, you know, when the priests were trying to convert the indigenous people to make them civilized. Anyway, a good common name for this plant and that incense, at least in the borderlands, is Isienzo. Encelia, it's in the Aster family, Asteraceae, and it has a wide range beyond the Sonoran Desert. It's in the Mojave. It shows up in the Great Basin. But we love it here in the Sonoran Desert borderlands. Hey, collect some of that resin from a stem and burn it, just like an incense, and you'll say, oh my, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.